Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord that He is. I love the Lord my God and King. And He loves us all. Today is Tuesday, March the 29th, 2022. I thank God for yesterday's broadcast called Hard Facts. You know, when the Holy Spirit speaks, he doesn't always speak pleasantries. He speaks what's necessary. And redemption is on His mind. And I know the Lord, and there's not a moment of time He's not thinking about redemption and helping people. Now, the Lord knows what will work when people think they know what will work. The Lord always knew what will work whenever I thought I knew what would work. And when He sent me to people, He knew what would work when others were convinced that they were doing it right. It's not that they were doing it wrong either, but Jesus said if you're bearing fruit, He will purge you that you may bear more fruit. Now, my friend Ray told me in California where they have the grapevines for the, you know, they make wine out of it. At the end of every season, they cut the grapevine off. It's just a stick sticking up out of the ground, so many inches in diameter. And the next season, you get brand new vines and brand new grapes and everything, and it does what it does. But, you know, I never studied those things. But see, when you're dealing with grapes, it has to be purged so it'll bear more fruit. Now, if you don't purge it, it'll bear the same amount of fruit or less. But if you purge it, it'll bear more fruit than it did before. The Lord told Adam to be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And in my walk with the Lord, my relationship with Him, I notice that He does all of those five commandments. When God gives something, He always gives His best. Adam wanted to know what to do when the Lord told him that. I said, one day I realized, I said, Lord, you told him to do everything but love. You didn't tell him to love. He said, son, all he understood was love. Now, that's the first step. He didn't have to tell Adam to love because Adam was made in His image. I'm sorry I didn't get it at first, but but the Lord answered my question and it opened my eyes to some things. Without love, none of this works right. If people don't get in gear and engage themselves to love like God loves, there's a lot of revelation they're going to walk away from. And it puzzled me to no end when people would walk away from good revelation. Now, when the Lord says something, I know it's true. You know, Paul said that love believes all things. People, Christian people, wonderful people, they don't always get it. They don't always receive what they could be receiving. Now, I know nothing's wrong with God. I know God loves to talk. And if He'll teach me, He'll teach anybody. But why is it? This was my wonder for a very long time. Why is it people, you can give them something hot off the press, so to speak, right, straight from the heart of God, and they find something, you know, difficult about it, or they see it different. I don't care if people see things different. Sometimes, you know, different things mean different things to others, but When God says something, and it's obvious that it's God, and when God is in it, there's a reason to believe. He gives us a reason to trust something that's new to us. I remember my first assignments to pastors, the Lord would give me a word at home. Many times he would do it this way, and I would write it down, and I didn't type in those days, so I wrote it as ledger. It was readable. I made sure it was readable. And then because when you're doing something for the Lord, you do it right. I never learned to type, so I pick. I don't type. In those days, I didn't even know how to navigate a computer. It was pen and paper. And even in my business now, it's pen and paper. I don't even use a program to do my receipts. It's still pen and paper. And I write. And if I don't get somebody to type it for me, I pick. And eventually I got one of those dragons that you can speak into and it types for you. Still have to edit it. But I still don't type like many others do. I never learned to type. Thank God for the modern conveniences. And I pay people to type. But nevertheless, I wrote it as neat as I could. The point is, when I get to the church, they'd be preaching it. Or they'll be preaching part of what I wrote. And then I gave them the word with it. And sometimes it would just be a written word. Sometimes it would be a written word and a spoken word. Sometimes it was just a spoken word. But that was always, always a reference. Something that they could trust. A reason. God gave them a reason to try. I noticed the wisdom of God. So now I said, he told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. So God does the same things. Technically, he does the same things. Jesus talked a lot about being fruitful. He said, in the parable of the sower, you know, you got the hard ground, you know, and a ground where people walk and they run, the horses trot and the buggies and, you know, the hard ground. The birds are going to get the seeds that fall there. The seed that fall among stones, it doesn't have much depth to earth, so it grow up quick, and then it dies quick. And then the seed sown among thorns, the Lord said that it chokes the word, and they become unfruitful. So from the beginning, God designed us to be fruitful. After redemption, Jesus said, go into all the earth and preach the gospel. Now watch this though. That's obedience. Obedience is involved with bearing fruit. But guess what? He said, let your light shine. Because if you love God like God loves you, and if you love others like Jesus loved you, you're going to bear fruit. You're going to be like Christ. You're going to live to be obedient. And if you're just a born again man or woman and you love God, you are going to bear fruit. You're going to bear fruit. And also, when you bear fruit, your fruit will remain if you love God. Because we bear fruit after our type. And see, it's important to understand these things. Hunger comes from love. Desire comes from love. The desire to do God's will comes from love. The ways of God, again, love. He said this, he said, now let's look at what Paul said here. Now just use your imagination. Adam don't know sin. He was just made by God. All he understood was love. So love causes people to be brilliant if you do a comparison to the everyday Joe, people that walk in love, they have a much deeper conversation. They're able to understand things on a greater level. They can, they're seeking good news so that they can do it. They're seeking the things of God so that they can live better. They're seeking the blessings of God so that they can be a greater blessing. They love God. They want to serve man. I know women that went to they went to nursing school because they love God. The reason they went to nursing school was so that they could be a blessing to others. That they had a pure motive, and they wanted to be a blessing. That's why they chose nursing school. And two of them finished. One of them, when they had to deal with the blood, that wasn't for them. They didn't like seeing blood, cadavers and blood, and they just, one was done. The other two, they continued, and they became our career medical people. And it's time now to go forward, to have that pure motive. Love gives it to you. Now watch what Paul said. I'm going to start at one and read down to the scripture I desire. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Most people know that scripture. A lot of Pentecostals know that scripture. And if you grow up in a Holiness church, you know what a tinkling cymbal can sound like. So that they understand that reference. Not that they all have tinkling cymbals, but you know sometimes people get on the drums and they can do a little tinkling instead of. Okay, anyway. But most drummers are great. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains. He said mountains with an S. And have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. I'm just showing the importance of love. See, he said charity because actually love is a verb. It's what I said, Lord, how do people measure love in heaven? He said, it's measured by what you do. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus so loved the world that he laid his life down at the will of the Father to redeem us back to God. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. It's nothing like Satan is. Satan loves praise and power. Charity loves you and wants to be a blessing. That's the way of love. Love wants to be a blessing to everybody possible. Verse 5. Charity doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinks no evil. See, these are run-on sentences. He said, verse 4, charity suffers long and is kind, charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Continuing, doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Has no evil motives. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. And it doesn't rejoice in iniquity because it knows that iniquity kills and destroys. It knows that iniquity is satanic. But charity rejoices in the truth. Verse 7, beareth all things. Now watch this. Verse 7 is the one I was after. believeth all things, hopeth all things. Love has hope. And endureth all things. You know, I like the, I think it's the Matthew or Luke translation of the sower, the parable of the sower. I'll turn to it in a minute, but it said that they that fell on good ground, they bring forth fruit with patience. It added with patience because it's important. All right. So verse 7 again. It beareth all things, and it believeth all things, and it hopeth all things, endureth all things. Then it says, charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Now, not all prophecies will fail, and tongues will cease when Christ comes. We, you know, he can talk to us straight, but he still talks to us. Tongues is very useful for prayer, for prophecy, and for interpreting. You know, it's still a part of the spiritual gifts. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Wrong knowledge will. It always vanishes away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When Jesus come. Verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish, immature things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. See, we see through a glass darkly. We receive revelation over time. We have to be able to receive. See, love believes all things. And people that have love in them, they see better than people that have less love in them. This is what I wanted to bring out. He said, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity, because faith comes out of charity, and hope comes out of charity too. Love. The agape love of God. The love of God believes all things. So when God told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it, he would have stuck with it. Then the tempter came. The liar came and interrupted things. This is why it's so important, it's imperative that we fill our hearts with the Word of God. That's the only way we won't have worldly appetites. See, if he ate off the tree of life, he would have had no appetite for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because he died, he may not have ever eaten off the tree of life. Sad. Because if you eat enough of tree, if in other words, if you receive the word, you'll be able to detect Satan's lies. Love believes all things. And when something opposite is spoken, you have a reference, a godly reference. But when the liar speaks, you can easily detect it, because love believes like God does. This knowledge is not like that healthy knowledge of God. Why should I trust it? Why should I do something opposite? So when you do things God's way, you can see things clearer. The more you love, the more you live. I wrote this song And if the Lord tarry a little longer, I'm going to start working with that. You know, I feel bad because I've not done much with the songs God gave me. But I had a song. I said, Lord, it needs one more element to it. And then I heard the angels say, they sang this, and it was so beautiful. I heard the angels say, the power of life is the love we live. The more we love, the more we live. The word of God is the knowledge of love. The more we love, we live in Him. And I said, whoa, I was working on the car at the shop when I was working at Vespa. And I heard that. The power of life is the love we live. The more we love, the more we live. I said, whoa. The word of God is the knowledge of love. The more we love, we live in Him. And I was like, hey, I forgot it. He had to give it back. I got so happy about it. And then I forgot it. And I said, Lord, I need that back. I need it back. And it came back to me. Okay, now let's analyze that statement. The power of life is the love we live. The more we love, the more we live. And then he said, the word of God is the knowledge of love. The more we love, we live in Him. See, everything of God is designed to mount up. It's not designed to stay the same. It's definitely not designed to backslide. It's not designed to go backwards. Everything of God goes, it operates in multiplication continually, forever. You know, when my sister-in-law passed, I did a eulogy, and, you know, one thing I said, we were designed by God to live forever, and we will always find treasures of talents forever. God put great abilities. We're made in God's image. We're designed to ever produce. We're designed by God to all. There are hidden treasures and talents in us. And over time, they come to the surface when God needs them to or when we need them to. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And He equipped us to do this. So, anytime God, when God tells you to do something, it's more than you can normally do with the knowledge you already have. It can look impossible, but He's with you to help you. The point is this: love believes all things. And if the Lord speaks, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They hear my voice. They follow me. A stranger they will not follow. The voice of God is detectable. It's not the voice of Satan or anything like it. The voice of God is always detectable. Especially when you love Him. Now, if you don't really want God in your thinking, if you don't like the first generation, they knew that He was God. Everybody on earth knew for a fact that God is God. They knew He wasn't no false God. They knew He wasn't Allah. They knew He wasn't a Hindu God. And there's a million of them. You know, they believe in millions of deities. But no. He wasn't Buddha. They knew that God is God. But they didn't want Him in their thinking. Others have come up with doctrines and things that they love. But see, when a man is falling down the shaft of hell, that's the wrong time to realize that your religion was no good. It was designed by men to be a trap. It was designed by men, demons, and fallen angels to be a trap. All other religions are wrong. They're made by men, and they have good qualities to a little people that's designed by God and made in his image. See, if you want to build a religion that and you want to trap people with it, it's got to be appealing to people that's made in God's image. But see, the life of God is through Christ. That's where you find the love, you find the Lord. If you go back to the beginning, what God did in the beginning, he never deviated from it. See, Romans chapter 1 says a lot of things that we need. He said, all right, let's see. He said, verse 16, I'll start there. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. There's that word unto again. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's where the wrath of God comes down. Now watch this verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Verse 20. This is why people are guilty, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You see that? Verse 21, because that when they knew God, the world that was, the pre-flood world, they knew him, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And that's not good. When you're a fool, you don't know you're a fool. You don't know you're deceived. You don't realize how bad off you are. You don't know that you're miserable, wretched, poor, blind, and naked. No, there's no covenant, no agreement with God. You think you're better off without him? Okay, verse 23. And change the... Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, verse 22, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of that error which is fit, which is meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Now watch this. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable. You can't do nothing with a person like this. Unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. It sounds like modern day politicians and sometimes modern day preachers and a whole bunch of modern day people. But God has a remnant that would that have never bowed their knee to Baal. God has people that stuck with the truth. God has people that stuck with the love of God. And God has people that love him. And they love each other just like Jesus loves us all. God has people that love life. And then there are the traitors who love the world. See, God gave them up unto vile affections. And so this is serious. But they didn't want God in their thinking process. They didn't want him, you know, verse 28. They did, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Sometimes people hate you because you remind them of the things of God. Old friends that used to hang with you and love to be around you can't stand to be around you anymore. When this happens, remember God, the Lord divides things that's not of him. He's the one who divides. Now people may love you, but they are not gonna, if they love the world, they always share an unconditional enmity with God. Now I'm out of time, the Lord is not.